Next, we go to Chicago for a story on what you could call snow futures. They are financial contracts based on the level of snowfall. Companies trade them in the hopes of softening the blow that a big blizzard might have on their business. Here's Nyla Boodoo of Midwest Reporting Project Changing Gears.
The old-fashioned way to deal with record snowfall usually involves shovels, plows, or snowblowers. But former Maryland trader Jeff Hodgson had another idea.
Wow, this is a storm that I didn't foresee coming, and I just lost a lot of money on my business, or maybe I could have made more money.
That's right. His idea was to create a hedging business for snowstorms. So Hodgson started the Chicago Weather Brokerage in 2009 to help connect companies that want to hedge their bets on how the weather affects their bottom line. He did this by helping the CME Group create a financial market based on snowfall. They're actually called snow derivatives. So here's how it works. The average snowfall for winter in Chicago is around 37 inches. So the contracts are like insurance, paying out a set amount of money for every inch over or under, depending on what kind of contract you take out.
Everybody kind of says, well, you can control everything but the weather.
That's the Chicago Mercantile's Tim Andreessen.
Well, we can't control the weather, but we can help you mitigate the risk of the weather on your business.
These snow contracts are based on official airport snowfall tallies at Chicago's O'Hare, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Detroit, and Boston, as well as New York's LaGuardia and in Central Park. Andreessen says contract holders range from road salt manufacturers and property managers to snow removal contractors and airlines.
Our products would allow people to hedge against that extra cost of having to deal with the weather.
The snow contracts trade until March. Then the Chicago Weather Brokerage shifts to its newest market, hedging rainfall. For NPR News, I'm Nyla Boodoo in Chicago.